With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Fridays are when we talk about business news with Sonia Sorich, digital editor at the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
Sacramento's oldest high-rise building, the Fruit Building, could get a new future with an application to convert it from office space into a hotel. How far along are these plans?
Well, they're still in the early stages, but we do know that an application has been filed to turn the Fruit Building into a 102-room hotel with a restaurant and bar. The 10-story Fruit Building is at 4th and J Streets downtown.
What's the current status of this building? Has it been renovated at all?
Well, in recent years, some business partners acquired the building, and they announced plans to spend more than $5 million on renovations. But work stopped on those renovations more than a year ago, and we haven't heard much about that building in recent months, until now, that is.
So this building is pretty old, like from 1914. What kind of challenges could that bring up if the plan moves forward?
Well, the Fruit Building is on the city's register of historically significant buildings, and that means that a builder would have some limitations on any changes that could be made to convert it to another use. But then again, this sort of project isn't entirely unheard of. Not too far away from the Fruit Building, the Citizen Hotel is also considered historically significant, and that building underwent an office-to-hotel conversion about a decade ago.
In retail news, the revamped How About Arden Center is getting a second movie theater complex.
Cinemark, the same company that operates the center's current theater, announced plans this week to bring its movie bistro concept to that center. Now, this new theater will have a full bar and luxury lounge chairs. Plus, customers will get to order food from their seats inside the theater. Construction is slated to begin at the end of this year, with a grand opening scheduled for next summer.
Wow, a lot of options there for moviegoers. Is that kind of rare to have two movie complexes in one center?
It might sound a little surprising, but this isn't entirely shocking, especially when you remember that Cinema West operates two theater complexes at Folsom's Palladio. We have to remember that retail is changing, and these theaters with alcohol and full food service are becoming increasingly common. It'll be interesting to see how local consumers respond to this addition.
So the California Craft Beer Summit is in town, and seems like we should be talking about beer right about now. So what's new on the local brewery scene?
Yes, this summit is bringing all sorts of beer fans to downtown Sacramento. And this year, the summit is taking place as more and more entrepreneurs realize that the brewery business is getting tougher. This week, EDH Brewing Company in El Dorado Hills announced plans to cease operations. And Rubicon Brewing Company in Midtown Sacramento will have its final bash on September 15th. Now, Rubicon's operations in Midtown and West Sacramento are for sale in the meantime. But new breweries are still opening. One of the newest additions locally is Outbreak Brewing in Placerville, which was in the works for more than 2 years. It recently opened its doors.
And keeping on the subject of beer, there's a new business in downtown Sacramento that will likely appeal to both craft beer fans and people who like retro cocktails.
Yes, this week saw the debut of Downtown's 1010 Room at 1010 10th Street. This bar and restaurant has a 1950s vibe, comes from the same husband and wife team behind the Jungle Bird and Tank House, two other local venues.
So have you checked this place out? Any recommendations from the drink menu?
Yes, I went to a party earlier this week for invited guests, and I went totally retro and ordered a grasshopper. That's this blended minty alcoholic drink. I was deciding between that and something called Death in the Afternoon, which is made with sparkling wine and absinthe. I was really happy with my grasshopper, but I'm still pretty intrigued by Death in the Afternoon, so stay tuned. I might have an update.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.